Ireland relies too heavily on voluntary sector organisations to fill gaps in public mental health services. That's according to new research released today. The report, published by the independent think tank TASC, suggests vulnerable groups and people with specific needs are most impacted by a lack of primary and community-based provision. The government says developing mental health services remain a priority for ministers, with more funding available for community support. Kate Varley has this report.
Here we have our online team, so this is where the team delivered video as well as our live chat service. Team is made up of eight.
This is Jigsaw HQ in Dublin City Centre. It's the heartbeat of one of Ireland's largest youth mental health charities.
Some of the services are available after hours.
Its director of fundraising, Mike Mansfield, is showing me around.
Our core focus is on offering services that are preventative in nature, that intervene as early as possible. We do so with 15 teams based out of here in our central hub in Dublin, as well as across 14 towns and cities across the country.
Organisations like this are a lifeline for many people struggling with their mental health. They receive some government funding, but with many charities reporting a growth in demand for mental health support, services are under pressure.
Well, at Jigsaw, we do the very best that we can with what we have. It is a huge responsibility. Yes, there's pressure. Yes, there's strain. We were established to try and fill a gap.
It's that gap in state-provided primary mental health services that has today been highlighted in a new report from the independent think tank TASC. It says the government depends too much on charities like Jigsaw.
There's a reliance on nonprofits to fill the gap where the public services are not adequate or extensive enough, and that just doesn't work because the funding isn't sufficient.
That's Shayna Cohn. She's the chief executive of TASC and one of the report authors.
The reach of those nonprofits is not sufficient, and there's a lot of staff turnover, and there's a lot of pressure to keep funding because it's time limited. You can't expect an organization that's struggling to retain staff on low salaries to really provide the adequate number of services and the quality that is needed in a local area.
And what impact is this having on people in communities who need support, and perhaps they may have more complex needs?
If you have somebody with complex needs who has physical and mental health issues, they might need 2 to 3 years of support, because maybe their physical issues keep interrupting the kinds of support that they're accessing to improve their mental health. So to do that, first you need the funding, and then secondly, you need the resources at a local level with nonprofits. So to reach those people who are particularly vulnerable, like older people who may not have the digital skills to go online and find out resources, and minorities and young people, particularly those from disadvantaged backgrounds, government needs to make a commitment like that.
Blessing Dada is one of those young people from a disadvantaged background who found it difficult to access the right support.
I have struggled with my mental health for a long time, and my first point of contact was going to my GP to access help, and I didn't really get much from there. I was, you know, in between many different charities, and I attended more than one because I was always, they just didn't have the capacity to deal with my issues that I had at the time and still going through. So I was always passed from one to another. And then after 2 or 3 suicide attempts, on my third one, that was when I was actually able to access primary care and mental health services through attending hospital and being checked with the consultant.
And what difference has it made to your life, being able to access that kind of support?
It's made such a difference. It's something that I've always been needing for a very long time.
And that was Blessing Dada there, ending that report from Kate Varley.